This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. People think that cursing is really nothing to worry about anymore. TVs and movies have people who use the name of Jesus in a very inappropriate way, I should say. And I think that many good movies have been ruined because the script writers think that they've got to add profane language to make the movie interesting. And that's really a great shame. And I want to mention today something that Bill Simpson, who's a journalist, has written for The War Cry and other magazines and newspapers. He talks about people using the name of Jesus. He said, "The name of Jesus Christ has become an expletive uttered almost everywhere in the Western world." He said the movies often mention Jesus in an unflattering way. TV is the same. And he said it's not unusual to hear the name of Jesus shouted in programs. And he's quite right. You think about it. You hear it on the sporting field, in the street, pubs, clubs, at work, in fact, everywhere. And it's a shame that many of us have accepted that when the name of Jesus is used in that way as part of the standard English vocabulary. A British Broadcasting Standards Commission report a few years back found that swearing and offensive language were a turn-off for television viewers. And they said that really they found it offensive when people use the word of Jesus Christ and God. Now, it's really a shame that according to the Oxford Dictionary, the first published record of the word Jesus being used, I guess we're talking about in a non-reverent way, occurred back in 1377. It was recorded in Romeo and Juliet back in 1592. So what we're talking about this morning is using the name of Jesus to make it an unholy name, or I mean, let's face it, the name of Jesus is a reverent name. It's regarded by Christians as a sacred name. And so to use his name in an unholy way, of course, is to treat the name of Jesus and God with contempt or disregard. 2,000 years ago, a Roman scholar and a Jew whose name was Saul persecuted the Christians. And what did Saul do? If we read about it in the New Testament, we read that he actually cursed Jesus Christ. And if you know the Bible, you know that one day he met the man that he'd cursed. Here was Saul, who had just an amazing turnaround, traveling from Jerusalem to Damascus, and his whole purpose was to take any Christians he could find. He was going to put them in jail. He was going to make them prisoners. But on that journey, Saul was confronted by a bright light, and he heard the voice of Jesus asking him why he was persecuting him. And this was a pivotal point in history. I think the conversion of Saul, who became Paul, it just changed the whole character of the New Testament church. People were really frightened of Paul, but here he was, a changed man. So it not only led a change in his name from Saul to Paul, it actually transformed him into one of the most influential followers. And here was what Paul said, and this is from Philippians chapter 2, 9 to 11. He said, "God raised Jesus to the highest place above and gave him the name that is greater than any other name. And so in honour of the name of Jesus, all beings in heaven, on earth and in the world below will fall on their knees and openly proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father." Now they're significant verses, aren't they? Jesus, the name that is above every other name. And in honour of the name of Jesus, he said, all people will fall on their knees and proclaim that Christ is the Lord. So we have verses in Scripture that encourage us. For example, in Ephesians 5:4, the same man, Paul, said, "It's not fitting for you to use language which is profane." In other words, don't use the terms of God, Jesus, in a way that you shouldn't do. Well, Heavenly Father, we know that our words can kill or cure. They can help a situation or bring harm to people. And so I pray that our tongues will bring healing, that we will not blaspheme the name of Jesus, that our words will encourage people, cheer people up. May the words that we say multiply goodness to other people. And this is a prayer I ask in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.